The biggest stars at this year's Carlo Vivari Film Festival will be Julianne Moore, Cassie Affleck and Patricia Clarkson, with Moore's latest feature, After the Wedding, set to be screened at the opening ceremony on June 28th. Ian Willoughby discussed the main guests, his own personal recommendations, and a special section this year devoted to early 90s Czechoslovak cinema with Karel Och, Carlo Vivari's artistic director.
You have several interesting names this year, but Julianne Moore really sticks out as a big name, great actress and big star. What does it mean for the festival to have someone like her coming?
It's huge, you have to know that we've been working on Julianne Moore for good 4 or 5 years, because obviously she's an actress that is working a lot, and despite the fact that she and her family have always wanted to join the festival, of course it was not always possible, and we're just over the moon that it is possible now. And you know, she's a huge star, a very intelligent actress, amazing actress, so everybody should be happy, you know, all types of media, and you know, and us in the crew, in the staff, are just really, really delighted.
What about lesser known names that you would be focused on in the program department? Who are you excited to see coming this year?
Well, naturally, we have another star from the United States, which will cover, let's say, the end of the festival, and it's Patricia Clarkson, which is, again, an amazing actress. We're so happy to have these two towering female actresses coming to Karlovy Vary and beginning and wrapping up the festival. Patricia Clarkson, whom we started to adore at the station agent, and of course, Sharp Objects recently, and many, many other outstanding movies. Billy Crudup is coming with Julianne Moore to introduce the opening film of the festival called After the Wedding. And we're very happy that there'll be more and more filmmakers coming, you know, with the films that they will introduce in competition or in the sidebar, because they came from Berlin or Cannes.
I ask you the same question every year, but is there any one film, I know you're going to say all the films are good, is there any one that's a really unusual experience or something that people should really watch out for?
And again, as every year, I will not avoid a classic film. I mean, of course, in the program of the new films, there are plenty of outstanding films. One of them being A White, White Day, a film from Iceland, which is a second film by Hlynur Pálmason, who made his name with the Winter Brothers, which was a huge festival hit a few years ago. But this White, White Day, which actually we acquired for the distribution under our label co-distribution, is just one of those films that touched me profoundly. But going back to the classic films, there's cinema and there's John Cassavetes. You know, he's an island, he's a lighthouse, he's the whole cinema for me, and one of his masterpieces is called Husbands, and we're going to show the brand new restored version with this film, with amazing Cassavetes as an actor, Peter Falk and Ben Gazzara. So that is something that I look forward to very much.
Tell us about also this year, there's a special section to do with Czech or Czechoslovak films that were made around the time of the Velvet Revolution.
Exactly. It's our, let's say, special way to remind the world of the 30th anniversary, since we got rid of the communists, not entirely, but at least formally. Basically, we decided to include 7 films shot in the first 3 years after the fall of communism, just to bring back the very particular atmosphere of those years, with like sudden freedom and how it reflected in the, let's say, in art and in cinema in particular. 7 of these films made by then beginners or at the same time big filmmakers such as Jan Nemec or Vera Chytilová are very stylized. Their filmmakers were not afraid of going very far in caricaturing the, you know, certain characters, certain aspects of the society and politics, etc. And so they're very courageous in a way, and this is our also, let's say, a message to young Czech filmmakers: don't be afraid, go all the way, just go, be punk, be rock and roll, and do it, you know, because this is what these films brought, and I'm sure many of people will be happy to see these films again, like us who were 15 back then. But in the meantime, we have a whole generation of our visitors of Karlovy Vary Film Festival who are not born yet, so they will see those films for the first time, and I'm particularly curious on their reaction.